Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Remember that fact, ladies. Remember that Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, and for this reason. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And listen, you get the top U.S. government grades of beef. Yes, sirree. It's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So you get better value in top-grade beef. Let's take a Kroger cut chuck roast as an example. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat. You're bound to get a better value because you get more solid meat, only a minimum of bone. No matter which you prefer, steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste in Kroger cut beef. But make that discovery for yourself. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store and get Kroger cut beef. It gives you more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Neighbors can be a great deal more than just the people in the house next door. Neighbors can save a hurried trip to the grocer's with an extra cup of flour or sugar. Neighbors make back fences an interesting conversation post. Neighbors can shorten the hours of the sick. It is a neighborly gesture that brings Mrs. Henry Ross to the Gibbs back door this afternoon to say,
"Good afternoon, Penny."
"Hello, Ms. Ross. We're lying at your screen door."
"I was next door, so I thought I'd drop in and see Jed before I went back across the street."
"He'd be delighted to see you. How are Mr. Ross and the boys?"
"Oh, they're fine."
"Good. Oh, I have to keep the screen door locked or Julie'd be running in and out 100 times a day."
"Oh, Julie's the new little girl who's living here, isn't she?"
"Mm-hmm. Peg Martin's daughter."
"I've seen her playing on your front lawn. She's a lovely-looking little girl. And my, but she keeps herself busy."
"Oh, she certainly does."
"It's amazing to watch children play. I know my two boys kept themselves busy for hours when they were little."
"Yeah, children live in a world of their own. And they're not as alone as it seems. Imaginary people are all around them."
"I know. My boys used to scold me for stepping on their invisible friend."
"I got the same thing from little Julie. I understand that I squashed her most beautiful fairy princess the other afternoon."
"Oh, what a shame."
"Mm-hmm. But it turned out all right. It seems that a witch came along with a magic wand, and the princess was all right again."
"Isn't it too bad there are no magic wands in real life?"
"Oh, yeah, it sure is. Or that we grow up and we don't believe in magic wands."
"Yes, that's the real tragedy, isn't it? You know, Penny, you'll think I'm an old snoop, but I'm just dying to ask you something."
"A snoop? Oh, no, Mrs. Ross."
"Well, I don't mean to see the things I do, but I sit in my front room, you know, and can look right out the window at your
yes,
house."
"Yes, I know you do. Jed says he can see you from the sunroom and that you've developed a regular system of signals."
"Yes, we have. But what I want to ask you about is, you have a new young man, don't you?"
No, not exactly."
"But I see a fine car drive up in front of your house nearly every evening and sometimes in the afternoon."
"Yes, I guess you do at that, Mrs. Ross."
"Now, I don't mean to be prying, Penny, believe me. But isn't the young man Barry Carlton?"
"Mm-hmm, it is."
"He's fabulously wealthy, I know. Penny, you're holding out on me. Is it a romance?"
"No, I'm afraid it isn't. As a matter of fact, Barry comes here to see Mrs. Martin as much as to see me."
"Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why, I can't believe it. Why, that never occurred to me."
"What if you knew Peg? She's a lovely girl."
"Well, if she's anything like her daughter..."
"Yeah, well, she's even lovelier, Mrs. Ross. And I'm glad Barry's paying her a little attention. You know about all the trouble she had."
"I should say, it's not a kind thing to say of anyone, but it's probably a good thing he's dead."
"There are times when it is a kind thing to say, Mrs. Ross. And I think in the case of Peg's husband, it's one of them."
"It was a shame that any of it had to happen."
"Could have been much worse than it was. He might have shot and killed Peg if Johnny and Freddie hadn't interfered."
"I know it was lucky for Mrs. Martin, but you, poor dear. Has your bullet wound completely healed?"
"Oh, yes, I'm perfectly all right. I couldn't afford to be laid up too long. One invalid in the house is enough."
"Well, speaking of Jed, is he any better, Penny?"
"No, and I'm afraid the truth is that he never will be any better."
"Oh, what a shame.
Well, it's not as bad as it sounds. Of course, we'd all like Jed to be well again, but he's taking it so beautifully, we're beginning to forget what it was like when he wasn't in a wheelchair. He's working again, you know.
Yes, he was busy at his drafting board last time I was here. We're all so anxious to see this dream house of his come true.
It will come true, too. They're going to start construction on it in a few weeks.
Oh.
As a matter of fact, Johnny's here nearly every day with changes in plans and specification sheets. And Jed's just as happy and busy as if he were at his office.
Oh.
As a matter of fact, he's supposed to have an important conference with Johnny this afternoon.
This afternoon? Mm-hmm. Well, then I'd better get in and see him if I want to say more than hello.
And I'd better get my street clothes on and take Valerie out in the buggy before the sun gets any lower and it gets too chilly. Yes, you like going for a walk with me, don't you, Valerie? Oh, you think it's a big joke, do you? Well, you just wait till you're bigger, and then you can push me around in the buggy. Yes, you
can.
Hello,
Penny.
Oh, hello, Johnny.
Hey, wait for me, will you?
Okay, I'm waiting.
I saw you way down here as I started up the walk to your house. You and Valerie mind company?
Nope. But won't Jed mind waiting for your meeting?
Oh, that isn't for an hour yet. I dropped by early just to talk to you. Now I'll walk with you.
All right. I don't see a car in front of our house. Where is your car?
Oh, it's in the shop. I took the bus. Here are the final plans for Jed's dream house. And plans are a dream, too.
I wish you'd stop calling it Jed's dream house.
Hmm?
I mean, don't you think that you should get some of the credit?
Oh, let's not go into that. Where are you walking?
Down this way.
Okay, suits me. Suits you too, Valerie? Gosh, she sure is growing, isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I bet Pat would give anything to see her now.
I do wish he'd come home, if only just for a day or two.
Well, he just won't give up looking for that wife of his, will he?
He wants his daughter to have a mother, Johnny. And he loves Suzanne in spite of the fact that she ran off and left him.
Yeah, and left Valerie, too, only a few weeks old. Gosh, I don't see how even Pat can ever forgive Suzanne for that.
Well, I guess love makes you forgive a lot of things, Johnny.
Love makes you do a lot of things, too. A lot of things you don't want to do.
I know. Oh, what are you laughing at, hmm? No, it's not love, I hope.
It's probably laughing at us. She's heard us talk before and knows what fools we are.
What fools we were, Johnny. I don't think we are now.
I wish someone could give me proof of that. I'd feel a lot better about things. I'm uneasy the way things are just now.
So what are you uneasy about? Well, it's certainly not about us, is it? I mean, we have come to an understanding, haven't we?
Hmm? We've decided to understand that we understand each other and just leave each other alone.
I'm afraid it isn't that simple, Johnny.
No, of course it isn't, but I wish it were. Look, Penny, the main reason I wanted to talk to you...
What's the matter with you?
Even she doesn't want me to talk.
Oh, no. Look, it's her hand. It's caught in the blanket. It's frightened her. Come on, darling. There we go. Oh, that's better, isn't it? Yes, it sure is. Shall we turn back toward the house, Johnny?
If you want.
Yeah, I think we'd better.
All right. As I was saying before Valerie so rudely caught her hand in the blanket, the main reason I wanted to talk to you this afternoon, Penny, is... Well, I've been doing some serious thinking, and, I'd like to sit down with you tonight in some quiet place and tell you something.
Well, I'm afraid it can't be tonight, Johnny.
Oh, why not?
Because it just can't be, that's all. I think I'd better stay home.
Well, why? Your mother's home. Nora's there. Or is this her night out?
No.
Well, you have a house full of people to look after, Valerie. Well, why do you have to stay home tonight?
Well, Johnny... To tell you the truth, I might not stay home, but I have to be at home for a phone call.
Oh. From Barry Carlton, huh?
Mm-hmm. He said that he might call.
Oh. He said he might call and you won't make a date with me on an indefinite thing like that?
Look, Johnny, he said it was important.
Well, so is what I want to talk about. But I guess Barry's might call is really a prior notice, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Johnny, because I promised him I'd stay home and wait for him to call.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess that's that.
We can make it some other night if you like tomorrow.
No. No, suddenly it's not that important, Penny. Look, if he's the guy, swell. You won't have any trouble for me. I'm out of the picture, starting right now.
There was no need for you to say that, Charlie.
Well, maybe not right now, but maybe there will be soon. So I'll just say it now and get it over with. It'll just be lost in the shuffle if I wait till the right time.
Oh, Barry, I just hate to be driven home late as it is. I haven't had such a wonderful evening in 100 years.
100 years?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Penny, I had no idea you were more than half that old.
Oh, silly. I mean, it seems that long since I've had such a good time.
That's swell.
Barry, why are you so good to me?
Well, because you're fun to be good to.
No, I don't see how anyone can be anything but good to you.
Oh, you should get to know me better before you make statements like that.
I don't think I need to know you any better than I do.
Penny?
Mm-hmm.
You think you know me pretty well by now?
I think so.
You know all my faults?
Mm-hmm. Every one of them.
There are a lot of them, aren't there?
Oh, there are oodles of them.
I have more faults than good points, haven't I?
Oh, they're about even.
Oh, I'm that bad?
No, I was joking. You do have faults, but we all do, too.
Yes, but we don't all let our faults get the best of us.
The best of you isn't your faults, Barry. In just a few short months, you've turned out to be a rather admirable young man. As a matter of fact, I'm kind of proud of you for getting that promotion at the office.
I had to work for it, Penny. There's another one coming up if I'll work still harder.
Oh, I know you will, Barry.
With all my faults, you think I'll make it?
Uh-huh. Positive.
You're, pretty sure of me then, aren't you?
Do you mind?
No, no. In fact, that's one of the things I've been trying to find out. look, do you mind if we pull up to the side of the road for just a minute?
Well, Barry,
we'll
I...
We'll stay
don't...
here just a minute.
Look, Barry,
listen, Penny, I just want to ask you something, and I want to look at you and not the road when I ask you.
All right.
Penny, maybe this will come as a shock to you. Maybe it won't. But it's been something I've wanted to ask you since the first time I saw you.
Well, what is it, Barry?
Penny, I love you dearly. And I want to ask you to marry me.
Is wealthy Barry Carlton sincere in his love for Penny Gibbs? Penny is in love with Barry. Will she marry him? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. K-C-B. K-C-B. K-C-B means Kroger cut beef. And Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Right. Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Take a Kroger cut round steak or roast, for example. The Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat before the steak or roast is weighed and priced. You get a minimum of bone, and you get top U.S. government grades of beef. Beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. But visit your neighborhood Kroger store and see for yourself. Remember, whether you buy a steak or a roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. Ladies, make plans right this instant to visit your Kroger store, the only place you can buy Kroger cut beef. Surprise and delight your family with a delicious and juicy steak or roast. And remember, in Kroger cut beef, you get more meat for your money, because the Kroger method of cutting beef gives you more meat, less waste. Get Kroger cut beef right away at your neighborhood Kroger store. Be sure to join us again Monday, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.